Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danko, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang. And what a day it is today, the day after the solidarity budget. And we're all sort of piecing it together, figuring out what it means for people.
Yeah, because you need solutions when you have circuit breaker measures. And one of it, of course, was the third budget in 2 months, the solidarity budget. An extra $5.1 billion being pumped into the industry. Right?
Yeah, so this was really welcomed by, I guess, investors. You saw the markets reacting quite well. It jumped by as much as 3.7% on the back of that announcement, and before closing in the green by 3.4% to 2,470 points. So we saw banks among the top gainers. So I'm just wondering, you know, where do things go from here? Is this going to be sustainable for markets that bounce? Let's get some thoughts from Margaret Young. She is an analyst from CMC Markets. Morning, Margaret. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning, Ryan. I'm good, but struggling to work together with my two-year-old daughter, you know.
Yeah, it's quite tough when you have a kid at home. Well, I'm just going to get your thoughts first, you know, with what's happening in the markets with that strong lead coming through from Wall Street. You saw the Dow, the S&P 500, and the Nasdaq rising 7%. Margaret, what are you expecting for Singapore markets today?
I think Singapore market is likely to follow the Wall Street higher this morning and extend the 3% again we saw on Monday. And this is largely because that we are seeing the death toll in New York, in Italy, and Spain are sort of showing signs of stabilization and even start to decline. So that's really a good signal. If this trend is sustainable, that means the market has likely found a near-term bottom recently and started to rally. So and the futures market is showing that Singapore market may open like 1.7% higher. And I guess many buyers, they are waiting on the sidelines previously, they may take this opportunity to jump in. Because it's always the wealth-creating effect that is drawing money to flow in.
Yeah, Margaret, that's a very interesting point. You're talking about some people waiting on the sidelines, looking for bargains to pick up. Are you if you look at it from wider trend, is this momentum sustainable? Should investors be taking a chance to actually cut losses or sell into the rally when you look at how things have been going down so much and COVID-19 situation is still, well, quite unclear how things would pan out?
Yeah, I think in the near term, the momentum is definitely pointing to the upside, and the sentiment has improved a lot. And in the mid to long term, however, it really depends on how this COVID-19 develops, not just in the US and Europe, but also in the emerging markets like India and Pakistan, and those countries who have very poor healthcare condition, and they are probably reluctant to even test the number of cases. So that may pave some risk in the mid to long term, because global is like now a globalization means people are traveling, and you can't, if one place got virus, that is likely to spread over again to the other countries. So that's a mid to long term risk. But in the short term, I tell you what, something very interesting. That's from a broker's perspective. Our business are really, really good recently. And in the month of early March, I think more people are opening account to short the market. But recently, according to our salespeople, more people are opening account to buy the dips. So that's how the sentiment has swung. And people are opening trading account in order to take long positions instead of short positions. That's the sentiment.
Yeah, very interesting picture how I've been seeing the markets develop in the past 3 months. And what's also interesting is the picture around REITs. In fact, we've gotten a few downgrades around retail REITs because of all the things around COVID-19. You're seeing people staying away from shopping malls, people pretty much not spending as much. So that is putting REITs under pressure and in terms of their share price. And then you have a new law that will allow tenants to delay paying that rent for up to 6 months. Margaret, when you look at REITs right now, is there value in going in or is it too early?
Well, I think those downgrades and the prediction of lower cash flow and in revenues have been priced into the recent prices. I would say that retail REITs and commercial REITs, their price has came off more than 40% from the previous peak, 40%. But when we are looking at REITs as an asset class, long-term investors are buying on their long-term value, not the short-term cash flow or distribution. So as long as this COVID-19 situation in Singapore is contained within the horizon of 6 months to 12 months, and business activities will start to kick resume again after this crisis, then I think REITs are in a good position to rebound sharply. So just bear in mind that are you buying their short term like 6 months revenue, or are you buying their long term asset value? And when choosing REITs, I would suggest to choose those with prime location. So buying REITs is same as buying like a real estate property. Location, location, location. That's the first priority. So buy the prime A locations, buy the prime A shopping districts, and also buy the REITs with very low leverage and high credit rating, so that they are able to borrow at very low interest rates.
Yeah, REITs still a long-term play. We're chatting with Margaret Young. She's an analyst at CMC Markets. Well, Margaret, looking at some of the ways that investors can look for defensive plays, you know, what are the type of sectors or shares you're looking at right now?
Well, I think my top priority for defensive play is Shenzhen, the supermarket, because and perhaps dairy farm, but I prefer Shenzhen over the later. And if you go to Shenzhen supermarket, you know what I'm talking about. Their business is just so good. Consumer staples is always very resilient and also anti-cyclical. So in a bad business conditions, people would prefer to eat at home, and they will spend more time at home, just like what's happening now.
Okay, sounds like you're the one doing the grocery shopping in your household.
Yes.
Margaret, looking at the impact of these circuit breaker measures, what are some of the stocks you might want to avoid because of the change in business fundamentals?
Well, actually, the market has been sold off quite a fair bit because of the circuit breaker. The darkest moment for FPI, I think, is on the day that the circuit breaker was announced. And after that, market rebounded sharply. So that means people are actually selling on the expectation and selling on the rumors. And when the Fed was released, market is set to rebound. However, I think at the moment, the stock that I want to avoid is perhaps Postal, like SingPost, SPH, because they are also like half, SPH is a half property company. It owns Paragon, and its underlying business isn't really doing very fantastic. And another one is ComfortDelGro, because taxi is a sector that is badly hurt.
Okay, some stocks to look out for and some things to consider if you are looking to be invested in the markets right now. We are chatting with Margaret Young. She's an analyst at CMC Markets. Margaret, thank you so much for your time today. Well, all the best for your work from home if you're 2 years old for the rest of the day.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.